So we'll begin text 4. Dadati pratigranati guyam akyati prasyati bhunte bhojayate chayva sadvidam pratilakshanam. Dadati pratigranati. Giving in charity, dadati, and pratigranati, accepting charity in return. So giving and accepting. Dadati pratigranati. Just like dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna says that I give the buddhi yoga or understanding by which one can come to me. That's giving, dadati. So here is dadati, giving in charity and accepting in charity, pratigranati. Guyam akyati pritsati. Guyam means secret or something confidential. Akyati means explaining, and pritsati means inquiring. So when you have a confidential subject matter, there are two sides of that. One is explaining it, and one is inquiring about it. Guyam akyati, explaining it, pritsati, inquiring about it. Bhunte bhojayate shaiva. And also, bhunte eating and bhojayate feeding. So, bhoja means feeding. So, bhunte means more enjoying or eating, and bhoja means feeding. Bhunte bhojayate shaiva. Shadvidam, these six priti lakshanam. Lakshanam means symptoms. Symptoms of love, of priti. Priti means love. So, dadati pratigranati, giving in charity, pratigranati, accepting. Guyam is something confidential. Akyati, explaining it. Pritsiti, inquiring about it. Bhunte, eating. Bhojayate, feeding. Chayava, sadvidam, priti lakshanam. These are the symptoms of love. Translation, offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad and offering prasad are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. So in the first verse, it was described the basis of Krishna consciousness, which means, on one hand, restricting the senses, the six pushings of the body and mind, and engaging them in Krishna's service. Without that restriction and engagement, there's no meaning to Krishna consciousness. The second verse explained atyahara prayasascha, those things which hinder one's devotional service. Then the third verse described those six factors. We're here still in bunches of six. So here's the third verse described those practices which enhance or guarantee the success. Prasiddhyati, guarantee the success of our devotional service. And now this fourth verse explains about how to share or engage in affectionate dealings with the devotees. Because in the second verse and the third verse, Sangha Tyaga or Jana Sangha, this was described so that one should give up the association of non-devotees. But we're social by nature. We can't avoid socializing. And if we don't learn how to socialize with the devotees in a sweet way that enhances our Krishna consciousness, then we will be forced by the social nature which we all have to associate with non-devotees. We will be forced. It's not like we'd have a choice. If we don't learn how to associate with devotees, because we are social, we will be forced to associate with non-devotees. And what will be the result of associating with non-devotees? The result will be that one cannot follow the rules and regulations. Because again, whoever we associate with, whatever they have is catching, good and bad. So here is the explanation of one of the most basic principles of Krishna consciousness, how to sweetly, affectionately associate with devotees so it is satisfying to the heart, and in addition, it helps us advance in Krishna consciousness. So first in the purport, Prabhupada describes the six dealings in the first page, just about the first, almost three quarters of the first page. And then Prabhupada will describe after that the nature of that association and how ISKCON fulfills all these needs. And practically speaking, this is the purpose of ISKCON, to promote and to facilitate the association of devotees so that everyone advances in Krishna consciousness. So in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami explains how to perform devotional activities in the association of other devotees. There are six kinds of activities: giving in charity to the devotees, without looking, which one is that? The dati. Accepting from the devotees whatever they may offer in return.
Patigunati.
Patigunati, right. Then opening one's mind to the devotees. What's that? Guyam means confidential or secret. Akyati is the explaining one. And Pritsuti is inquiring.
In the text it says inquiry in confidential topics about devotional service.
Right.
What does it say about the mind?
Huh? I don't follow. What's the question?
In the purport it says opening one's mind to the devotees.
And in revealing one's mind in confidence. That's opening of the mind. Yes. That's guyam akyati, something confidential. That means it's on your mind and you're revealing it. You're explaining it. Opening one's mind to the devotees, inquiring from them about confidential service of the Lord. That's pritsyati, guyam pritsyati. And then five, honoring prasad or spiritual food given by the devotees. That's accepting prasadam. Bhunkte, and six is feeding the devotees with prasad, bhojayate. An experienced devotee explains. An inexperienced devotee learns from him. This is guyam akyati pritsyati. When a devotee distributes prasad, remnants of food offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to maintain our spirit of devotional service, we must accept this prasad as the Lord's grace received through the pure devotees. We should also invite pure devotees to our home, offer them prasad, and be prepared to please them in all respects. This is called Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva. Now these six, as we'll find out later, are the essence of the dealings in ISKCON. But actually, to make any dealings full of priti or love, of course, priti is ultimately prema, or meant for love of Krishna, for Krishna. But in any affectionate dealing, even in social activities, these six form the basis. Even in ordinary social activities, Prabhupada explains, these six types of dealings between two loving friends are absolutely necessary. For instance, when one businessman wishes to contact another businessman, he arranges a feast in a hotel, and over the feast openly expresses what he wishes to do. He then inquires from his business friend how he should act, and sometimes presents are exchanged. Thus, whenever there is a dealing of priti or love and intimate dealings, these six activities are executed. In the previous verse, Srila Rupa Goswami advised that one should renounce worldly association and keep company with the devotees, sangha tyagat, Satovrite. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established to facilitate these six kinds of loving exchanges between devotees. This society was started single-handedly, but because people are coming forward and dealing with the give-and-take policy, the society is now expanding all over the world. So Prabhupada is making a very bold statement that this is why the society or ISKCON has expanded, because of the affectionate dealings between the devotees. And places or temples where there aren't these affectionate dealings between the devotees are not satisfied. They do not feel satisfied, because this is necessary. And it is not that one should mechanically do this, but out of affection, one should engage in these six exchanges and thereby feel satisfaction. One should feel satisfaction himself and also give satisfaction to the devotees. This is a give and take policy. One time, Prabhupada was complaining about some devotees who had left the movement, and and Prabhupada said, it appears that they came to take. So I thought the devotees were a little more sincere than that. So I said, no, Prabhupada, I don't think they were like that. And he said, and Prabhupada's answer was, but we want them to take our rules and regulations. So I fell right into Prabhupada's trap. But it's a give and take. We should take from one spiritual master, from the society, but we shouldn't go to take material things, but we should take the process that will help us advance in Krishna consciousness. That's what we should take. And then Prabhupada explains some more about this give and take of loving exchange between the devotees. We are glad that people are donating very liberally to the development of the society's activities. And people are also eagerly accepting whatever humble contribution we are giving them in the shape of books and magazines dealing strictly with the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. So which is that? What two exchanges is that? And yes, and what is the Sanskrit? Yes. So this is Prabhupada explaining that they are donating financially. People are donating financially, and we are accepting that as an exchange of love. And we are giving our books and magazines, which help them advance in Krishna consciousness. We sometimes hold Hare Krishna festivals and invite life members and friends to participate in the feasting by accepting prasad. Although most of our members come from the higher rungs of society, they nonetheless come and take whatever little prasad we are able to offer them. So what one is that? What exchange is that?
Bhungte
bhojayate. And as Govardhan pointed out, not incorrectly, giving and taking, feeding and enjoying prasad. Sometimes the members and supporters inquire very confidentially about the methods of performing devotional service, and we try to explain this. In this way, our society is successfully spreading all over the world, and the intelligentsia of all countries is gradually appreciating our Krishna conscious activities. The life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by these six types of loving exchange among the members. Therefore, people must be given the chance to associate with the devotees of ISKCON, because simply by reciprocating in the six ways mentioned above, an ordinary man can fully revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita 262, it is stated, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. One's desires and ambitions develop according to the company one keeps. It is often said that a man is known by his company, and if an ordinary man associates with devotees, he would certainly develop his dormant Krishna consciousness. So that was section A. Now, what did you get as a summary for section A? hopefully, and I'm assuming everyone did their homework properly. What did you write down as a summary for Section 8? Volunteers? Sri Jiva Goswami Das.
Performing these six activities while Krishna consciousness flourishes, even an ordinary man in the banks is finishing.
What? You speak in Strine?
I scratched it
out. Oh. Why did you scratch it out?
I didn't think it was needed.
Which wasn't needed?
Yeah, if one is an ordinary person in one storm and...
It's
gonna be
one
storm and Krishna consciousness
is gonna
be awakened.
Okay. Anyone else like to read those?
Golok? By association of devotees, the inherent quality of Krishna consciousness is brought out. The Sankirtan movement will benefit everyone by giving them the desire and ambition to become Krishna conscious.
I had something in addition to that, that ISKCON has been established to facilitate these exchanges between devotees. And to offer facilities to others to enter into these loving exchanges with devotees and become purified by their association. Because everyone's heart is actually empty and longing for affection. Because the nature of the material world is there isn't much in the way of love. There is lust. So by proper exchanging amongst the devotees, the need that we have to share affection, the friendship that we need to have, that we need, we have this tendency, we want affection. It is satisfied in a way that will elevate our consciousness, not degrade us. And ISKCON, that is the purpose of ISKCON. To provide an atmosphere and a mood and exchanges amongst devotees that are loving, not frivolous. Okay. Section B. Any questions or comments?
Why is this not taking place?
Well, there's an assumption in there that it is not taking place. You mean it is not taking place anywhere? Or
no,
do you mean
it's
not taking
place
in some places?
Okay, it's not very evident that it is taking place.
Oh? How many places have you been to?
Miami, New York, Montreal, Porto, Vancouver, Regina, Paris, Vrindavan.
Okay. That's how many?
Eight.
So how many temples are there in the world? Anyone have the new BTG listing?
Excuse me, you asked
a question, so I want to clarify this question. How many? There's over 200? 320? 320. So at least those eight temples should be notified that they haven't properly reciprocated with you. But this is the purpose. See, it's always easy to point one's finger and say why they are not doing like this.
No, but that's not the way I was asking this. It probably came out like that.
Probably.
That's not what I meant.
Okay. What did you mean?
Well, why is it that we're not really seeing this taking place between the devotees?
But
it's like that's something that I experience quite often in my life. It's not like the basis of my life, or I'm not seeing it that way, and I'm seeing it in the other people's life either. You know, as being something that's taking place, it's something that's really present in people's activities.
I would totally disagree with him. He comes up with sweet rice to the room all the time, you know. Every now and then, pop a rascal in his mouth, you know.
But he wants more. I think this is Rana Manohar's request for more.
I think it's just an encoded message. It's been encoded. What he's trying to say is more mercy,
more nice association with devotees. Greedy, you have deep greed for the affection of the devotees and to give affection to the devotees. That's very nice, very laudable. But one should generally. The general rule is when we see a lack in another, we should check ourself. This is a general rule. And it's just a basic psychological principle that when what one sees as a lack in others is generally a lack he himself has. Not in your case, in this case, but generally. So when we see that, if we perceive that this is lacking in ISKCON in general, although very few people have an experience of ISKCON in general, I can see how Brihad Mridanga pines for the devotees in South Africa, that this must go on there. So maybe we should like put you in a package and send you off to South Africa or something. But obviously there's exchanges like this, obviously, or else why wouldn't one miss the affection of another? But I tend to react when someone says, "Why does this not go on?" Because it does go on, obviously, in some places more than others, and amongst some devotees more than others. But obviously, it goes on.
Or maybe what I meant, it's not like something that's very prominent and stated, you know, in people's lives, you know, like in a temple, you know, you don't go in a temple room with your shoes, but, you know, that's stated, that's very present, that's a very bold statement, you know, you don't go in the temple room with your shoes.
Because you can't...
These things, they're not that boldly promoted, you know?
But they should be, but you don't make, like you can say... excuse me, Prabhu, you're not allowed to wear your shoes in the temple. But you can't as easily say, excuse
me. Prabhu, you have to give me a gift.
with love. By the way, there's love. You have to put priti lakshanam. So therefore, it's not something that one makes rules and regulations about. It's something that one, what one should do is, with his own associates especially, one should increase his own engaging in these activities. Not, you know, we should increase our feeding and not worry as much about the eating part. We should increase our revealing our mind and confidence and not waiting, why aren't they revealing their mind and confidence to me? Because some of it is in our control and some of it is not very much in our control. Why aren't people giving me gifts in charity? This is supposed to be a loving institution. I gave you a beat bag. What was that? Yesterday. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you tried to give me some socks. I refused. No. You got me anyway.
Shoot. You're born to see me.
Yeah, but you guys are always getting me when I get my shield down. You know,
like a dirty cup.
And it's all on tape, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
I want this tape edited, okay?
Yeah. It's like a fine line there, in one sense. Like if someone offers some gift in charity over the matter of some prasad, the offering of the gift or the offering of the prasad should not be motivated by expecting something in return, because then there is no charity and then it is giving more love. So sometimes even I have an experience of this also. Sometimes somebody will give me something, but then later on they'll come with favor. And expecting
sweet. That's right. That's called business. Or it's charity in the mode of passion. Yeah. What means it should be done with the right motivation. The motivation is to express affection to devotees, because this is the symptoms of affection. That means that's priti lakshanam. That means that out of one's feeling priti or affection for the devotees, here is how it's going to manifest. So if one doesn't feel any priti or affection for the devotees, then one can start by engaging in these three of the six. But everyone feels affection for it. We don't feel affection for all devotees, maybe, but we feel affection for some. But we know that's one thing nice about just distributing prasadam, because even if we're not feeling so affectionate to certain devotees, by distributing the affection increases, because it is an exchange of love. Now, one of the homework assignments, we don't have class tomorrow, we don't have class the next day, is that everyone should bring in some prasadam to distribute to this class. But you're not allowed to tell anyone what you're giving. Let's see. Everyone has to do it now. It's 3 days from now. We'll see who remembers and who forgets.
It's kind of late.
We can have a special meeting for this.
You just have to bring a couple of bananas.
You could do it during the...
The writing class. Okay, we'll make it the assignment for the writing class.
What day?
The next time we have class, it should be Thursday.
Perfectly sweet.
Wait a second. some of us don't like sweets.
If you really love me, you'll give me sweets.
Mine's a rascal.
But this is the success, and I've seen it in many temples. When there is the atmosphere in a temple, when this affectionate mood exists between the devotees, the temple will be successful because people will be attracted. And this is sometimes that is said to be a benefit of a small temple over a big temple. The big temples tend to be cliquish and somewhat impersonal, and strong on the managerial side, less strong on the relationship side. But there are some devotees who like bigger temples and some devotees like littler temples.
It's funny, I found that for the same reason Montreal kept on being small for all these years.
Well, no, that's not true, because there was a time
when it was
before
big.
Your birth when it was a huge temple and it was wonderful. But the reason why Montreal was such a nice temple at that time is because there was one devotee who set the mood that everyone really liked.
Yeah.
And that's usually, huh?
What is that?
Nandikeshwar.
See, it takes. That's the purpose of leadership, actually, to set the mood of affection and relationship. That's one, not the purpose of leadership, but that's one of the main purposes of leadership, because followers, or there's leaders, and then there's people who are not leaders, and those who follow. So whatever they see, they'll follow. So if that is there, then they'll follow, and then the mood spreads. But let's not take that as a opportunity just to criticize leaders if it's lacking somewhere, but it's not an easy thing to have a soft, affectionate heart. This is the goal when it's directed to Krishna and the devotees, but it is not easy to obtain in Kali Yuga. So instead of waiting for someone else to do it, we should make it our business to be the kind of person who increases the affection amongst the devotees. And the opposite of this is... So one of the angles of the opposite of this is not when you reveal when you do reveal your mind and consciousness in confidence, it's about how much you hate this person and what this person did and this person did and blah 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 blah. And in this way, that is sometimes known as fault finding, or sometimes known as Vaishnava Parad. But that's what ruins the atmosphere, that type of political backbiting.
But this is taking place because...
I objected. The reason why I spoke the way I did when you first said this isn't taking, that these exchanges of love aren't emphasized, because if you make a big general statement like that, it just doesn't work.
in some places one thing is there, in some places another thing is there. Some people are doing one thing, other people are doing another. So it's, if you make big generalizations, then it's bound to be wrong. No one is engaging in exchanges of love. Everyone, or the other side, everyone is like this. ISKCON is perfectly engaging in. So neither of them are true, because we're dealing with individuals. Yeah.
So the question would be how to attain this soft heart attitude.
Associate with the soft-hearted. Understand the heart of the great devotees when we're reading, we're studying. Understand someone's heart like Maharaj Bhaktivedanta Dev, Maharaj Yudhisthira, Parikit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada. So many glorious hearts are there. And also amongst the devotees, you find people who you like, because you know the principle that association is catchy. You catch whatever they have, so you associate with people who you want what they have, and you catch it. Golok, didn't you want to say something? Okay, section B. The understanding of Krishna consciousness is innate in every living entity. And it is already developed to some extent when the living entity takes a human body. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.107, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunai, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kariye Udhai. So we previously, in the last section, it spoke about how to associate, and ISKCON is meant for association. And this section explains the purpose of association. Why do we associate? And that is for purification. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living entity naturally awakens. Since Krishna consciousness is inherent in every living entity, everyone should be given a chance to hear about Krishna. Simply by hearing and chanting Shravana Kirtan, and one's heart is directly purified, and one's original Krishna consciousness is immediately awakened. Krishna consciousness is not artificially imposed on the heart, it is already there. When one chants the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the heart is cleansed of all mundane contamination. In the first stanza of his Shikastak, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Devagnina Varpanam Sriyakaraya Vachandrika Vataranam Dintyavara Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Putipadam Punamita Svadhanam Sarvatmas Napanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Not only is the chant of the Mahamantra purified, but the heart of anyone who happens to hear the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare is also cleansed. Even the souls embodied in lower animals, insects, trees, and other species of life also become purified and prepared to become fully Krishna conscious simply by hearing the transcendental vibration. This was explained by Thakur Haridas when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from him how living entities lower than human beings can be delivered from material bondage. Haridas Thakur said that the chanting of the holy name is so powerful that even if one chants in the remotest part of the jungle, the trees and animals will advance in Krishna consciousness simply by hearing the vibration. This was actually proved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself when he passed through the forest of Jarikanda. At that time, the tigers snakes, deer, and all other animals abandoned their natural animosity and began chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. Of course, we cannot imitate the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we should follow in his footsteps. We are not powerful enough to enchant the lower animals, such as tigers, snakes, cats, and dogs, or entice them to dance. But by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can actually convert many people throughout the world to Krishna consciousness. So, and then I'll read just the last part of the section. Contributing or distributing the holy name of the Lord is a sublime example of contributing or giving charity, the Dadati principle. By the same token, one must also follow the Pratigrinati principle and be willing and ready to accept the transcendental gift. One should inquire about the Krishna consciousness movement and open his mind in order to understand the situation of this material world. Thus the Guhya Makyati Pritstiti principle can be served. And then that's the end of B. But the next part we should have actually included, or possibly included, talks about prasadam, distributing and accepting prasadam. So the purpose of this association, and therefore the purpose of ISKCON, is just to do these six things, practically speaking. This is the purpose of ISKCON. Associating based on distributing the Maha Mantra, chanting Hare Krishna, and hearing Hare Krishna, getting purified in that way, inquiring and preaching, and prasadam, distributing and taking prasadam. And that's actually the essence of the Krishna consciousness movement in different forms. This is what it is based on. It is not based on some managerial structure, it is not based on this, it's not based on that, but it's based on these six things. The movement is meant to chant Hare Krishna, because Maha Mantra is the basic and main method of purification in the age of Kali. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva Nasteva Gatiyaniyata. So by spreading, giving this in charity, and people accepting that, this is the greatest gift, because by this gift it will free one from all miseries and establish one ultimately at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So what greater gift that will be is for the eternal benefit of the living entity can be given or accepted. And then the inquiring and preaching. So preaching about the holy names and the Krishna consciousness philosophy, and inquiring and opening one's heart to the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and the practical application. And then finally, if one can't do anything else, and one can always take prasadam and distribute prasadam. And in this way, this is the essence of the Krishna consciousness movement, and this is the basis of the activities of the society, internally amongst each other and dealing with the outside world as well. Any questions or comments? Anyone like to read their summary of this?
Pure love of God is already in the heart. It simply has to be brought out by sincerely chanting the Lord's holy names. Preaching this message is the greatest charity, and being eager to advance means being a recipient of the Lord's charity.
Okay. So remember the homework. You have two homework assignments. One is due in the writing class, but the only trouble is that Chris doesn't attend the writing class. So on that day, come. Have to come. And the other trouble is that Brett can't eat anything. But he can distribute.
Oh yeah.
Distribute some powders to Brett. And then the other assignment is to complete the verse, section C and D. So we're moving on. These are the basic principles that will make our ISKCON society successful, because they are based on the teachings, the nectar of the instructions of Sri Rupa Goswami.